Looks like they're trying to change the locks right now. Jack Tuesday Sports Bar, Kingston, Ontario. Time is 5:30 in the morning.
Come on, guys!
They're coming with crowbars and everything.
Really?
They got dogs.
Oh, no, that's not a dog.
He's got a crowbar in his hand.
Yep.
And we got the police on scene right now.
Good evening, everybody. It is 2212. Getting a little feedback. Hold on a sec. Good evening, everybody. It is Sunday, November 14th, 2021. It's 8:30 in the p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here, coming to you from the North Shore of Lake Ontario in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I am the Fakeologist. I am now watching the police with, it looks like, some kind of SWAT team backup breaking into a restaurant in Kingston, Ontario, Canada, which is a few hours down the highway from where I live. It may have been the capital of Canada at one point. I think Kingston was back a couple hundred years ago, 150 years ago, maybe. I can't remember. I'd have to look it up. Anyway, this is what's happening in Canada right now. This is a restaurant owner who is refusing to discriminate against those that are not getting the experimental biological injection. And this is what it looks like in Canada when you're a restaurant that refused to check people's papers at the door. I don't know why I turned the sound off every time.
I'm not sure right now.
Sorry?
I'm not sure right now.
Women or children in there?
Yes.
Come on now.
I'm not sure there's women in here. Sure. I don't know.
They're here, babe.
And now it's off.
There's women in here, yes. There's women in here.
And children.
And how old are the kids?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
15?
15, I think. 15 years old.
Yeah, not quite sure why my sound is acting up, guys.
So they're breaking it out.
Maybe I pressed the reverb button. Is the reverb button on? Is that it? I don't know. Hold on. 2212. All I did was straighten my mic up a bit. By the way, this is how you break into a restaurant, courtesy of the police. It's an interesting device he's got. Last time I saw this device was with Rockford, the Rockford Files.
For joining us live, they're breaking into Jack Tuesday Sports Pub in Kingston, Ontario right now.
Crazy.
So they got a little army behind them.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we just offer this situation into your hands. Father, we just pray that you
this is on
work
Facebook,
your will in this situation,
way.
Lord, and work on the
as
hearts of the people that
I
are
am
about
not
to
on
do
Facebook,
this, Lord.
I just can't believe the numbers they get on Facebook. It says 7,000 reactions, 9,000 comments, 251,000 views. That's pretty cool. So there's a few people interested in watching this, actually. So. And this was yesterday at 5:40 in the morning, so it's a day and a half old.
Oh, yeah, they'll spend half an hour breaking into a place. I'm guessing in America, they would just knock the door down. The Canadians are so damn polite.
Should we go into the actual restaurant itself?
I think the restaurant owner owns or lives in his restaurant.
Maybe not.
But I guess this is how you break into a place. It's just sort of... I'm not exactly sure how that works. I think it just clicks through the lock, slowly. Very patient. And he's got his mask on. What a good policeman.
What does that have to break them off?
Yeah. Should I just open it, Dave? They're coming anyways. Should I?
No.
Well, they're coming anyways. They're going to break
the lock. Oh, he's asking, should he let him in if he doesn't break the lock?
Do I just open it?
Dude, that's another Canadian attitude. I'll just let him in.
They're fucking coming.
This is bullshit.
I'll open it.
Oh, now he's gonna let him in.
There you go.
Oh, this is Canada.
How many people do we have inside? I just want to make sure that if there's any children there that we're...
Yeah, it's my
sergeant.
So at this point, we are going to have to vacate the premises. So do you want to get the children and ensure that they're calmly and safely? We don't want to scare them. So if
you
want
to give us some time, then?
What's that?
Give us some time to do
that? Absolutely, folks. Yeah, we're not going to be trying to do anything in terms... If everyone's cooperative, then you can do that. We just need to gain entry into the bar, but we'll stand by. And if you want to get the anyone or any children out, then that's a priority at this point.
So. Do you need time to get someone up out here?
100%. Yes, ma'am. That's not a problem. Graham from the sheriff's office needs to speak to you anyway.
What's such a waste of time and money? What's the tyranny looks like? Who knew we'd be coming to Canada? Oh, so close on the heels of Remembrance Day.
Oh, okay,
sure.
Get some stuff together.
Yeah.
If you want to speak to Graham now, Kelly?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay.
All right, tell me what you want to
slide over
the
table here.
So I'm here to enforce an injunction.
Yes, I understand.
This is new.
Yeah, I understand.
Don't say I understand.
I can just
turn
the light on for you.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, thank you so much.
Would you like a drink, officer? Get paid to do these kind of tyrannical things.
So the crazy part, of course, this.
What kind of
disorder?
What kind of person would sign up to do a job like that? I would just quit. And this guy's an older guy. I don't think he needs the job.
He's
retired.
I'm gonna have to do the work thing.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
These are copies.
Yep.
The both orders. I'm just meeting on the counter here for everybody to peruse.
Just say hi to everybody in the chat. Hello, stupid. Hate, destroy.
You have the old
Dirty Penny, stuff. Hello.
Probably should put world in between the order.
How's the audio? Is my mic so global twice? What happened was I think I was speaking into the back of the mic a couple weeks. And I am switching microphones.
I think at the end of the week, though, that's all that counts, eh?
I feel sick to my stomach right now, to be honest with you.
Unbelievable.
I feel sick.
Stupid says it's sickening, yeah. So this is Kelly. Kelly's the restaurant owner.
Okay, so the first order is similar to what I read last Wednesday.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's Ontario Superior Court of Justice order from the Honorable Justice Moo, dated the 10th of November, 2021. It's between Dr. Peter Oglaza, the medical officer of health, Kingston, Frontline.
What audio is low?
County, and Jack Tuesday Sports Pub, Inc., carrying on business.
Sorry, Dirty, my audio is low.
Hale, also known as Kelly Gale, is the respondent.
Yep.
It's an application under Section 22 and 102 of the Health and Protection and Promotion Act, RSO 1990, CH. Excuse me, sir. You have to allow me to conduct my business.
You do whatever you want to do, all right? You do what you've got to do. Bad enough you're here, now you're going to engage with me?
He's not doing anything wrong, sir. He's standing there.
Standing here recording him.
So
standing there. He's not doing anything wrong. You're talking to me. Just talk.
As long as you're not obstructing.
He's not.
We're not. We're not. No one's being violent.
See, we're not trying to do anything obstructive.
No one's being violent.
I'm not an asshole. I'm just fighting for my rights.
The last thing we want to do, guys, is have anyone arrested today. So just as long as you allow him to speak.
That's not what I'm here for either.
Sick to my stomach, though, to be honest.
No, yeah.
Whose dog? Where did they go?
I think they're just taking stuff out of the car.
Your Honor states, if you, the respondents, disobey this order, you'll be held to be in contempt of court and may be imprisoned or fined. Any other person who knows of this order and does anything which helps or permits the respondents to break the terms of this order may also be held to be in contempt of court.
Everyone's
and
just
maybe
doing their job,
the
right?
This application brought by the applicant is heard on this day on the ex parte basis of the courthouse by Clerk Chief Kingston.
I think I have a reverb on. Reverb.
Reading the application
sorry,
records in fact of the applicant
files here.
Filed and upon hearing submissions of counsel for the applicant. Number one, this court orders that pursuant to Section 102 of the Health Protection and Promotion Act, RSO 1990, CH7, HPPA, the respondents, their servants, employees, agents, assigns, officers, directors, and anyone else acting on their behalf or in conjunction with them, or who has or assumes responsibility for any part of any business carried on by them in the province of Ontario, hereby restrained from directly or indirectly by any means whatsoever, A, contravening the order issued to the respondents on November 3rd, 2021, by the applicant under Section 22 of the HPPA,
brother.
A copy of which is attached at Appendix 8 of this order.
Hey, you don't have to change the locks. If you guys are doing this now, I'm not going to come back in this place until I can. I'm not here to be a dick.
Right. He'll let finish. You know, it says the locks will be changed.
That's fine. I'm just
we're
saying.
Trying to do minimal damage to the property.
Okay, perfect.
And then once that's sorted out with public health, they're technically going to be the holder of the keys or the property at this point in time as per the Superior Court order.
Sure.
Then we'll address it from there. I think you have my contact information. I'll give you my card.
Sure,
that'd
be great.
You can give me a show in case you need some basic explaining outside of the
And I can use you to get in here if I need stuff in the meantime?
I think that is allowable as per the Superior Court order. I'll let Rand speak to it, but I think consensus
yeah, there's a process
made.
For that.
Okay. All right, thanks.
B, contrary to any further continued or other order made under Section 22 of the HPPA that applies or may subsequently apply to the respondents in respect to any restaurant or premise owned or operated by one or more of the respondents or any corporation under their control or direction that is subject to the rules for rules for areas in Stage 3, Ontario Regulation 261-20, under the Reopening Ontario, the Flexible Response to COVID-19 Act 2020, SO 2020, C-17 is amended. Upon reading such further directions as may be made by the applicant to the respondents under Section 24 of the HPPA or otherwise, and D, contravening the rules for areas in Stage 3, Ontario Regulation 364-20, under Reopening Ontario, a Flexible Response to COVID-19 Act 2020, SO 2020, C-17, as may be amended from time to time, at any restaurant or premise owned or operated by one or both of the respondents, any corporation under the control or direction that is subject to the rules for areas in Stage 3, Sheriff's report of the sheriff's support that can be provided by property.
Yeah, sure. And I can provide you her information plus mine, and we can go.
We're not done.
Okay.
We're not
done.
Good.
Nice to
go back here on Sunday, guys. I think we'll be at the Kingston Police Station, too.
Officer Koopman was at the hearing today, and he definitely heard Kelly talk about the Canadian Bill of Rights. He took an oath, and he's not abiding by it.
Hi, folks. Thanks very much. I actually appreciate you being cooperative. It is, like I said, we take that into consideration.
You have to understand, we feel sick to our stomach right now having you do this.
Thanks, guys, that you all need to read. So, this is the Senate. These are all reference to you not following the law. There's a document right now that's circling on a podium for you. I hope you all have a chance to look at it because you're on the wrong side of the law. Every single one of you.
Yeah, I'm grabbing it. Yeah.
There's no weapons or anything back there. It's on you. Yeah.
I can't walk out with him?
What's that?
I can't walk out with him?
Not at this point in time.
Just for safety?
No, he is fine and he is safe with us. I think you can see we're not being aggressive or anything towards him. We just simply, he needs to collect some belongings, and at this point we have an order to vacate the premises. If you want to wait outside for him, that is totally your right. Thank you.
We have no one hiding. They're still searching.
Trespassing. That's because they took this stand too.
Well, there you go, guys. Welcome to Canada.
Does that sound any better? That sounds a little different. That sounds fine. I don't know exactly what button I pressed on the old mixer board. All I did was turn the mic around, and I think I'm speaking into it properly now. Let's just say hello to the FakoTube people. Okay, I've got nobody on FakoTube that I can tell in the chat tonight. All right, yeah, we were away Thursday, had to work late, so couldn't do the show. Tonight I was feeling kind of dozy as well. It's sort of my day off. This morning, I did an audio with Rick Esoteric and Farce Value. We did an audio this morning, and I think you'll enjoy that if you just look at the blog. I was also on Rick and Rollo's show, which is a pretty diverse show, mainly of Australians. That was on Saturday morning. I think you might have enjoyed that. And then Friday, we had, what did we have? We had a nice chat with Mezzi from Down Under. And if you want to hear her voice, you can log in to the chat at fake11.com/audio. I'm just seeing if I can play a little bit of Mezzi. Mezzi did a bumper for me. I appreciate Mezzi doing that. We'll just, if you want to, here's Mezzi's voice right here. Let's hear it.
Hi, I'm Mezzi from Melbourne, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
There you go. Thank you, Mezzi. Now, if you want to record a bumper, I'll tell you how to do it. You just go to fakeologist.com/blog and then #SpeakPipe. This is another way you can leave a message for me as well. Let's see if that loads up quickly. So if you type that and it'll shoot down to the right side. On the right side, you can see here, send a voice message to Fakeologist. Click start recording. And it's a pretty handy and dandy way to send an audio to me. And you can also record a bumper, as I put the text right here. Please record a bumper. And who else did a bumper for me on the weekend? How about Rome? Rome did one.
Hi, I'm Rome from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
He sounds like a interesting guy. He's also from Down Under, Melbourne. And what happens is we play these bumpers on the audio chat. Once an hour, you can hear your voice recorded into the stream from these pre-recorded bumpers, we call them. So it's just a little way that we do things a little bit differently here at Fakeologist. Not only can you record your own audio. You can interact with us. You can chat. This is a full service. This is a full service blog/website. And Dirty Benny, thanks for your support. You like the Mezzy chat? Well, it was kind of off the cuff, and you liked Farce Value. Well, that's very kind of you, Dirty Benny. And there's Rome. Rome is checking in from Melbourne. That's cool. You know, it's funny with the fakeologists how they segment themselves, because we have a lot of people that are on the Discord server, which is at fake11.com/Discord. So any one of you guys can join. It's a separate software product. It's not, I don't own Discord, but I have a server there. They call it a virtual server. And I find there's not a lot of crossover all the time between the different segments of fakeologists. For instance, so many of you guys are on the Discord, and then on the other hand, you don't come over to the blog, which I find interesting. And then so many people are on the blog that don't want to go to the Discord. I'm going to share the Discord window with you guys now so you can take a peek. So this is the Discord. This is the Discord here for all those that aren't on it. And what we have here, we have a number of text channels. So when you join the Discord, you come into my intake room right here. And actually, I usually stick in. Now I'm in the verify room. So if you'll come into our intake, and we ask for a voice verify, which means you have to have a microphone, and then you can come talk to us, and we just want to make sure you're a real human and not a bot. And then once you're verified, you will be able to see all these text chats. These are all areas where you can start chatting. For instance, we got the blog, which is an area that the fakeologist posts go into automatically. So if you're not reading the blog, all the posts will come in here. What else will come in here? All the posts on the fakeologist forums will also come in here. So for instance, Dirty Benny is very active in the forums. So you can look in the Discord, you can see he created a new topic, and just click on it here, and it will jump right into the fakeologist forums. So then we have a general chat, which you can see here, where we have just general messages. We have an Australia chat, where because there's so much happening in Australia, we just decided to open up a room where it's everything Australia. So that gets a lot of interest. Really, there's stuff happening, obviously, in every country. But Australia, we have so many good Australians here, the fakeologists, that I figured, let's just give them their own area where we can encourage them to dump all their stuff. And you can dump videos in here.
What we know about this virus is it'll hunt down those people who are unvaccinated. If you are unvaccinated and the virus comes into your community, the virus will hunt you out.
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting
unvaccinated people.
What we know about this virus is it'll hunt down those people who are unvaccinated. If you are unvaccinated and the virus comes into your community, the virus will hunt you out.
That's fucking retarded.
The virus will hunt you out.
That's mental! That's mental!
The bitch is crazy.
So there's a lot of content in here. Now, if you're on the Infinite Plane Society Discord server like I am, he uses this to build up a show. He'll do an entire show researching, just reading all the stuff that gets dumped into his Discord, which is really interesting. I don't even have time to go into his Discord. I'm a member of his Discord. I've been a sponsor of his site for quite a while, as he is a sponsor of the Fakeologist site, so I appreciate that. We have a bit of interaction. But he uses his, so I have to admit that I don't read enough of my own Discord server. We have Make a Date as well. If you want to meet someone on our Discord server, you can put a message in here to go ahead and talk on our live stream. This is our live stream right here. If you go in the live stream, you'll be broadcasting live to the world at fake11.com/radio2. And if you're able to talk on your own stream of consciousness or just talk about the day or the world events, you can do that. It's usually much better if you have someone to talk to. Even myself, I don't do as well talking to myself because I don't get any immediate feedback. So talking to one other person is ideal. Having a two-person conversation is the best. Three is a bit of a crowd. Four is slightly unruly. And five is just free-for-all. And different people like different types of conversations. So that's the live stream. If you don't want to talk in the live stream, you can talk in these off-air chat rooms here. And they're not recorded. And the problem with these are that many people go in here. Once they see two people in the rooms, they join in and start listening. And then a huge conversation erupts, and it's never recorded. Now, there is a way to record in these rooms. We have a thing called the Craig Bot. For instance, if you go in these rooms, you can go to the bot command. So if you would you put your cursor here and you click it, go to the bot commands, and then you type in colon Craig, and then colon, and then type the word join, and that's supposed to work. I don't think Craig is. So I'm doing it wrong already. I can't remember what the commands are. Craig. If you just type Craig, it might give some help. Anyway, I can't remember the commands because I don't usually use Craig. Okay, so here's the help. You type colon Craig, blah, 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 Craig, and then help. It'll give you a link to a website where you can... Oh, yeah, you put a comma. All these things have their own little foibles. So you type colon Craig and then comma join. And you can't join the live stream. So now I have to update. Okay, so Craig, this is good that I'm doing this now. I have to tell Craig to, I have to give him some more commands here. I don't know why he can't join this room. Okay. Oh, I see. He can't join the intake room. The verify room. So many rules. Anyway, so he can join this room and you can record it. All right. So that's enough of the Discord. So fake11.com/Discord. Feel free to join in. And it's a whole different experience than... just even the blog. It's quite interesting, the dynamics. And we also have a Telegram chat, which is also separate. And it's also very interesting that different people like to hang out there. And let me find the Telegram and bring it up to you. And so you can take a look at that channel. So here's the Telegram. Telegram is super sluggish right now. I think it's just getting too busy. So if you go to the Fakeologist Telegram, you will find a whole different conversation. So it's the Fakeologist discussion group. And a lot of my tweets come pouring in here. And also many other people are posting here. Napoleon likes to post here. Purple Play is in here. It's just another really convenient way to leave text, video, images. And if you look at my list on the left of all the people and groups I follow, it's just endless. There's so much content. This is why you're just buried in content. It's a full-time job going through all the content. Look at this guy. This guy posts 200 things a day, 200 memes a day. I don't know what else he does in life. All he does is post memes around the COVID. It's crazy. Just looking at his channel would bury you alive. It's nuts. This was actually a protest I saw on Twitter that somebody put on.
All of these rights that were taken away from us.
Put on the Telegram.
These governments said it was temporary. It was only 2 weeks. It would be over. In truth, you can all see what's happening. They are taking
Bobby
those
Kennedy.
Rights, and they will never give them back unless we make them. The Green Pass is how they consolidate their power over your lives. And I can tell you this, I will stand side by side with you, and that if
I'm
I have to die for this, I'm going to die
news
with my boots
this.
On.
It's clearly an instrument for controlling the money supply, controlling individual movements, controlling, you know, our kind of new digitalized economy that gives these totalitarian.
I like a lot of what Robert Kennedy said, but man, what is wrong? I can't remember what he had, what kind of damage he has to his voice. I can't remember what it's caused by. I wouldn't be surprised if it's vaccine damage. I don't know if he's ever spoke about whatever the disability is that causes his voice to quiver like that. It makes it really hard to listen to. But his message is pure. I think he is, he's still pro-vax, but he's against some vaccines. So yeah, Dirty Benny, yeah, you say he's controlled up. Yeah, there's anybody that has looked into vaccines, and Jason Kristoff is one of my favorite speakers. He has a list on his website that I've posted on fakeologist.com, 34 vaccine movies that show that they cause nothing but trouble, nothing but harm. Something anywhere from chronic or acute illness to just straight out death. It's a 150 or 200 year old scam that's been going on, and it's not funny, and it's actually pretty despicable. And so anyone who's put any effort into it, and if Robert F. Kennedy is a whole organization called Children's Defense Fund, if he's being honest and he's looked into it, there's no other conclusion to be drawn, if you ask
elements,
me.
The capacity to control every aspect and every feature of our lives.
Now, he's telling the truth about this. This is the point of the vaccine.
The Green Pass is the emblem of that. I came to Italy. I've been meaning to come to Italy for a long time because I think the resistance here is most organized. It's building. People are angry because they see what's happening, and I wanted to give them support.
Green Pass è fuori dalla Costituzione italiana. E chi l'ha firmato è un delinquente. Fuori
funny, he's protesting, he's wearing a mask.
Sì, adesso il capo dello Stato o il capo del governo.
Siamo qui per difendere l'Italia, per aiutare l'Italia a vivere. Come Green Pass, no vaccino obbligatorio, no vaccino ai bambini, no dai piccolini, no, assolutamente, che fanno male. I bambini devono crescere.
Everyone with their phone. Yeah, the Kennedys still have a royalty-like draw. People still are drawn to leaders' names. It is fascinating to me. Also fascinating to me that the news actually covered this. So that is kind of interesting. Obviously, maybe that's because they consider Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on their side. I don't know how else to really conclude that. Chris Guy, who says a lot of truth, he doesn't get that kind of coverage at all. That's the kind of stuff that's on the Telegram. And let's go to the blog real quick and check in and see what we've missed there. Yeah, as I said, I haven't been on since last Wednesday, but I'm back. I appreciate all the donors. Babette, thank you so much. We checked the postal box, and Babette was there with her fantastic donation. Babette is a super passionate Quebecois from Montreal. I think I can describe her as such. And she has made a donation, and she's super fiery on the Discord, if you haven't heard her. And she's obviously very distraught by what's going on in the world, in Canada, everywhere. Okay, so I've done tons of posts. Yeah, Robert F. Kennedy, speaking of him, he wrote, has written, I don't know if it's released yet, he has written a book on Fauci, and I don't know if I even want to even read this book. This Fauci guy, as I said to Rick this morning, he could be one of the most egregious, he could be responsible for the most egregious or highest death rate in the history of the world through his so-called treatments of AIDS and other COVIDs, like monolith of a disease. They just grouped many different diseases together in a monolith and called it one thing, AIDS. But it's really chemical poisoning of the nerves in the body that cause all kinds of symptoms that they used to describe separately, and they just inserted them into the banner AIDS.
Most of you know, I wrote a book called The Truth About COVID-19. Best-selling book I've ever written. Really helped expose the fraud of this pandemic. But now there's a new book, The Real Anthony Fauci, written by Bobby Kennedy. You will not believe the depth that this goes in to with respect to identifying and the corruption and the fraud and the deception that's been going on for 50 years. The fact that he funded more than, or was responsible for distributing more than $1 trillion of taxpayer funding over those 50 years, and essentially created this cabal with the pharmaceutical companies, and he really is the major catalyst for it. And this is an 100% unbelievable must read book that you need to get. And to convince you of that, you're going to see highlights of what's in the book in the next hour that I discussed it with Bobby Kennedy. And must read. And it's highly likely, this is kind of the key point, that once this book is published, very shortly, especially when the Republicans take over some of the House and such, the investigations are going to show he's likely going to resign in the not too distant future, largely as a result of what's exposed in this book. So you're definitely going to want to pick up the book and watch this interview.
Yeah, well, it's hard to watch a video.
A picture that somebody got from a Freedom of Information request, and it is a March Madness graph of all of the pandemics that he had, fake pandemics he's tried during his career, all converging with the grand winner being coronavirus. And he signed it, somebody on his staff made it.
Oh.
But it's Tony Fauci's triumph winning March Madness, and it's basically a picture of his career, him trying every 3 or 4 years a new fake pandemic and finally hitting on all 8 cylinders with coronavirus. And you know, it's like, it's a joke. And, you know, we are the punchline. Everything in Tony Fauci's career is Groundhog Day. Again and again and again, he is doing, repeating the same behavior that it is paying off. And he has this way of talking where he never really says anything, and his habit of lying and lying and lying. 70 to 90% of COVID deaths and hospitalizations could have been prevented.
Anyway, that might be worth listening to. I agree with him totally. Just the death and destruction this guy has caused and continues to cause is off the charts. I don't know if too many other people have snuck through and hoodwinked the world like this guy. It's really crazy. Okay. Yeah, I guess Dirty Benny's not too crazy about RFK, but yeah, I think he's doing more good than harm in this case. All right, let's continue on the blog. Who are they? This was a really, really interesting clip on the No Agenda show from last Thursday. And they bring up the Cargill family. How many people here know the Cargill family? They are one of the richest families in the world. And I've said many times, it's not Bill Gates, not Jeff Bezos. These characters that are put before us, they're not the people that control the world. They're not the who are they. The Cargill family is huge into big agra. They control, I don't know if there's a spider web map of all the companies they control, but their goal is from farm to fork, where they'll control and own everything when it comes to food production. And this is a really good piece that I clipped out of the No Agenda show. I put it on FakoTube. This is what I do, because I know if I just put the link to the show, a lot of people won't click it. But if I put a little video / short clip, people will watch it. And right now there's 14 people on my platform, FakoTube, actually watching this clip. So I'll play a bit of it.
People like the WEF, of course. Mm-hmm. I see it with the IMF.
Adam is interviewing some guy he calls Texas Slim that was looking into the technology, what they want to do with food. They literally want to put some kind of graphene oxide barcode into every single piece of food. That way they can track a potato from the ground to your plate. And graphene oxide is something that they talk about. I didn't clip that part. It's, if you listen to the show, the No Agenda show that I've linked to here, it's after this clip. They go into the development of graphene oxide from Rice University. There are people actively trying to figure out how to identify food. My mic was falling off the table. Food and people. Hold on, guys. Let me just play it while I adjust my mic.
I see it with the central banks, of course, the Fed. You know, people talk Bill Gates. You just brought up Cuban. Bill Gates is really the distraction here. You know, he's a billionaire distraction, of course, and he does have an effect. He has an effect on people's spirit in a lot of ways that people don't realize, as far as, you know, everybody's focusing on all the shitty stuff that he does. But, you know, he's really answering to a bigger play. And that's why I always talk about the source of the seed. And it's dangerous for me to talk about Monsanto and Cargill. That's who I focus on, because they started in the United States of America. You know, Cargill family goes back a long time. Let's put it that way. You can't reach the Cargill family. They're not out in public. They do that by design. Cargill has a intelligence structure that mirrors the CIA. They have 7,000 people on the ground at any one time. Whoa. So you want to talk about somebody that doesn't want you to know who they are, and you say, who is they? Well, It's those guys that really don't want you to know who the hell they are. They want you to know Bill Gates, and that's by design. Why do they need our attention?
Gotcha.
They don't need Oprah, you know. Bill Gates is put on Oprah in 60 Minutes so he can be the distraction. Cargill, I mean, just look at their family. How far do they go back? I mean, they go back to the monarchies. You know, they go back so far that it's even hard to trace. And so how much do they control? Who controls our seed? And, you know, who truly controls the source of our seed, controls the source of everything that we are. And they've done that even before America was America. And so why would they ever give up the control of that seed? Why would they not manipulate that seed in a way that will control us in ways that we don't understand?
So this is my new favorite hobby, is looking at Cargill. I had no idea about this company.
Call Mimi.
Oh my goodness. And these guys, the Cargill family, they are unbelievable. There's just story after story about how horrible they are, and they're in everything. There's not a single, you go into the supermarket, you won't see the name Cargill, but it's in every single product. If it's processed, if it's emulsified, any of it, it's all Cargill. I had no idea. And as I'm reading through the Cargill website, it pops up stuff like this. Reducing the strain raising animals has on our climate is also a priority. Cargill and Zelp are joining forces to distribute wearable technology to catch cows' burps. The innovation can potentially reduce livestock methane emissions by up to 53%. So it's real. They're really connecting all of this stuff. Here's a little bit of background on Cargill. Today they have, and this is from data from 2018, 155,000 people in 70 countries. It has its own fleet of 570 ships moving 200 million tons of commodities. And it says right here, this is from Greenpeace. Cargill's political and economic intelligence on food and agriculture has even been said to exceed that of the CIA. And, you know, this is privately held. They've got about 100 family members, but, the top ones are all multi-billionaires. And you don't even know their names. You don't need anything. But bottom line is, a vast proportion of the world's main agricultural commodities pass through the hands of just four international trading companies. Cargill is one. If it's sweetened, preserved, emulsified, milled, or imbued with additives, it's Cargill. So I put some more stories about Cargill if people are interested. But as I'm reading through this, I see the term farm to fork. And this triggered me because I had just been reading the European Green New Deal, or the Green Deal, I should say, which is my buddy Frans Timmermans, is literally called farm to fork. This is the Rockefeller idea of completely controlling food, 100% genetically modified, tracking it from farm to your face is the way I'd say it, farm to fork. And as I dove into stuff and start looking for things, oh my goodness, this is Rice University.
You've been able to make graphene on
So then he gets
substrates.
Started talking about graphene.
We could only make graphene on materials that were like
Yeah, so I thought that was an eye-opener, and these are the companies that are changing the world right now. And it's really important to understand all that. And Rice University, that's the graphene oxide clip. I'm not as interested in that, but I am curious, and I do think they are probably injecting graphene oxide in some of these experimental injections that are going on right now. I don't think all of them, but I don't think that is going to be any good for anyone's body. All right, you can see here we have a couple more FACs. What you're listening to now is an FAK, and the FAC series is the Fakeologist audio chat series. Can you believe it? We are coming up to 1,000 audio chats. On average, 2 to 3 hours long. That is a lot of content. It's all available for free on the website. If you're brave enough to go to the first audio chat, I actually haven't even labeled it as such. We didn't have numbers at the beginning. We just put names. but because there were so many repeat performances, we had to number them so people could refer easily to the different audio chats, even though they had similar people on them. But we've had a huge, diverse crowd on the audio chat. So over almost 1,000 since 2013 or 14. And you're listening to an FAK right now. And by the way, I have a couple quick links you can see on the right of the blog here. If you type fake11.com, I have so many keywords, 11, Anna, audio, blog, CM, Corona, Defy, donors. There's just herd as inherent immunity, ingredients. These are just fast clicks or keywords to go to different parts of the blog. If you want to know about smallpox, fake11.com/smallpox. All right. On the blog, I always like to highlight new sublogs or substacks. Remember, back in the old days, the internet used to be, the content creators were mainly on blogs. You could create your own blog on your own space or someone else's space. And big tech got people away from that and made it easier to come onto their platforms and share and create content, which is a huge mistake for anyone who fell for that trap, because you don't own your own content and it can be deleted with one quick complaint and one quick key click. So if you have your own site, like mine, you're far better off. As you know, I'm just explained earlier that we're on so many different platforms, including our own, which is what we like to concentrate on. And we're rather impervious to any kind of attack, because if you can't find us one place, we're over here somewhere else. But anyway, this guy I found is on Substack. Substack.com seems to be creating quite a centralized server of different content creators, and some of them are pretty intelligent sounding. So here's a guy called Marco Shinsky, something or other. But he did a really good essay on Substack. And he calls the vax a state-sponsored religion. The person who really started calling out the COVIDian cult was IPS. He has definitely made that connection early on. So here's a really good passage talking about that. And he said, none of this would be so bad if the injectors just injected and went about their lives. And he calls them the injectors. I like to use the word injection as well. Needle point surgery, which is what injection is. It's a surgery. Faith should be its own reward. Instead, the injectors insist on foisting their deeply mistaken dogma on others. These new age, physically invasive injection proselytizers won't be satisfied until they convert everyone. They demand that you bend the knee to the government and the medical pharmaceutical industrial complex. The line between the two is blurry. And make no mistake, in case you as a fakeologist slash COVIDian analyst are confused, this is to bring in the worldwide digital ID. Nothing to do with health, nothing to do with saving your life. They will not quit until 100% of you are completely identified under the guise of COVID. That's why all their demands are more and more ridiculous, because they know that they haven't been able to scare 100% of you into injecting yourself and getting yourself tracked. Because of the injection. Because the end game, of course, in case you're mixed up, is to get everyone tracked and traced so they can control every aspect of your life. It's actually much more insidious than just getting a phony medication put intramuscularly, interstitially into your arm. And I'm quite convinced that Dr. Fauci, or today's Dr. Mengele, modern-day Dr. Mengele, they are experimenting in a way they only dreamed about over the last 100 years, because now they have figured out how to get permission implied permission from you to experiment. So they are probably injecting all kinds of stuff in different people in different places in the world to see what they can do. It's not to save your life. I think the main objective of injecting is so they can barcode you like a piece of meat. They really want you to be absolutely identified so they can track you every single place you go. And no, it's way more than just a smartphone's GPS. Obviously, most of everyone in the world has a smartphone. Most people have the location on, so they can be tracked within 15 meters. But we can't really tell what you're doing, even though we can tell where you are. This green pass, this COVID pass, this vax pass, whatever you want to call it, they will all be synchronized to do the same exact thing around the world so they can literally track every single thing you're doing, right down to sitting on the toilet, eating, drinking, moving into a store, walking into a store, what you're doing. Everything is going to be tracked. We have the technology to do that. That is the end game. That is why they are pushing so hard and stopping at nothing, and their requests are getting more and more insanely ridiculous in the health context. They never made sense at the beginning, and they're making even less sense now. And even the most ignorant people in the world are starting to figure it out that it makes no sense. It really doesn't. They haven't looked one or two steps ahead like we do to see that it's all about track and trace and absolute digital control over everyone so they can essentially limit people's ability to function in this world, period, in any kind of free way, because they really want to limit and control your share of the resources. And not only that, they want to make everyone equal, even though people are unequal in almost every way. That's the real diversity of the human race, is that we're all different and we're all pretty much unequal in most ways. We're unequal in what we eat and how much we want to earn, how much we want to work, how much we sleep, how much we want to stay drug-free. We're completely different. Every one of us is completely different. So we cannot be equalized in the way that the controllers want. But that's also part of the end game. And I'm sure even the people that don't have a lot, they don't want to force the people that have more to give it up, to give it to them. It just doesn't work in the end. It never has worked. It never will work, technology or no technology. But that is what is coming. That is the point of these life passports. And he's just looking at it from a religious point of view. And I wish some of these people would take it to the next step, because the information is completely out there. They're getting bogged down in the PCR test and the effectiveness of the vaccine / mRNA treatment / just straight up poison / graphene, whatever's in it. Everyone is, and this natural immunity, that's another myth that's part of this whole narrative. They don't really care that people write about this and talk about this, because they're completely missing the point. Let's just get right to the end game. And if these politicians actually got to the end game, I'm not sure it would be a big problem if they actually explained it to people. Because maybe some people want that. Maybe people want that. All right, going through the chat. Dirty Benny says, I posit they will never, ever forcibly inject us. I agree. They will only coerce us to voluntarily, I don't think they'll forcibly, but they're going to come right to your door and wave the needle right in your face. They are getting lists of people that are not complying, and they will come right to your door just in case you didn't get the message. But it's, again, it's just to ID people. They really want ID people, and they don't want you to be able to function in society without checking in every single place you go. And every check-in will be conditional on your different levels of participation in society based on your carbon score, your social credit score, your bank account, and your health score. That's what it's all about. But they do need to get everyone playing the game, else it won't work. Now, I hope people are going to see through that. I really, really do. All right, don't forget we have moreab.fakeologist.com. I post many different things on there that aren't really related to fakeology or the COVID cult, although it's hard not to talk about the COVID cult. So moreab.fakeologist.com. A lot of financial stuff I put up here. Some political stuff. I'm still interested in politics. The last thing I talked about was the Let's Go Brandon meme. I don't know if it's dying down at all. Inflation's about 15% right now, not the 6 or 7% they're saying. Here's a funny video. This is a really good website on YouTube. Really good YouTube channel called The Daily Caller. It's pretty interesting. They do some really good mashups. This is a pretty good financial channel on how they plan to seize your bank account. Part of the Great Reset, there will be no more banks. Every country will have a central bank, and that central bank will be just a branch plant of the BIS, the Bank of International Settlements. And they will keep your bank balance in their central digital currency. And that's pretty much what this entity that is going to be possibly part of the Biden administration. She wrote some essays on that, but she's just rewriting the official plan that they'd like to implement. This is all part of the central bank digital currency. This is super important to the New World Order's Great Reset. And I don't think you'll be able to accumulate wealth in any way. And they will control who they loan money to and what you end up doing. The level of control is off the charts, but this was a pretty good video.
This is Matthew Cratter from Trade University. And today I want to talk about a plan to seize your banking account. Now, one of the ethical...
It's pretty dry stuff, but it is going to happen if people just let things keep going the way they are. And it is interesting. And you should watch it if you want to try and convince people of what the next steps are. Maybe they agree to it. Probably they don't. This is funny that I think IPS found this. This is, came on his think tank. This blah, blah, blah is apparently a rerun of the 60s where there was a Star Trek episode where the children were 100 years old and they thought the adults, like Captain Kirk, we're saying blah, blah, blah. So let me play a bit of it.
Blah,
it's funny.
Blah, 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 blah.
No, blah, blah, blah.
I love Captain Kirk. And this is our little...
There is no planet B. There is no planet blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Whoever wrote her speech must have seen this because the parallels are... pretty amazing, actually. So they must have ripped off Star Trek, of all things. It was one of the shortest-lived, most famous TV series ever, I think. The amount of influence it had over popular culture for so long is really amazing, actually. Really amazing. Okay, so that's that. Oh, and this was the... This was just another... Daily Caller video where they're just the endless abortion debate. And the article pulled out this funny quote that Ronald Reagan, who I'm sure didn't write the quote, I'm sure he was given it. He's just an actor, a B actor reading lines, but he was a very personable type of president. He was hard not to like. And it's just a funny comment he made about abortion.
I think all of us should have a respect for innocent life. With regard to the freedom of the individual for choice with regard to abortion, there's one individual who's not being considered at all. That's the one who's being aborted. And I've noticed that everybody that is for abortion has already been born.
That was a funny quote. I thought that was good. That was funny. All right, we also have another sub-blog called shorts.fakeologist.com. I renamed Save Chat because it didn't make any sense. It's changed over the years, and it was mainly to save all the chats and put them on a separate blog, but that was too much work. So I put any short posts that are not really related to anything. It's like a potpourri. And so I put them over on the Save Chat. And on this particular chat here, Bad Catitude is another fantastic content creator on Substack. He was on Twitter. He got kicked off because he was just too intelligent, making too much sense. And he does a lot of digging into the statistics around COVID. And I find it extremely boring. But he digs into these crazy studies that they are releasing en masse just to confuse the hell out of people. I guarantee almost nobody is studying them, but he studies them and he just shows how they are completely bogus, completely contradictory. They're not valid studies. They're comparing apples and oranges, and their only goal is to try and convince people that you have a much better chance of surviving COVID if you take the vaccine. That's the only thing they're trying to achieve by all these studies. And he just shows how the actual studies, if you look at the data properly, they don't show that. It's actually the opposite. It's inverted. So if you take the vaccine, if you poison yourself, you're not going to do very well compared to those that go into the hospital that didn't take the poison. If you're going into the hospital with the old symptoms we used to call a cold, the flu, pneumonia, you remember all those things? You have a much better chance of survival, even with all your other comorbidities, if you weren't injected with poison. And that's what he was able to dig out of these statistics. And we all know that Bill Gates is presented to us with the book in the background that said how to lie with statistics. And really, this is a confounding of BS with numbers and statistics. And they know that most people are just going to look at the headline. And I'm guilty of that as well. Nobody is going to study these stats like someone like this guy. But if you do dig into them and try and make sense of them, you'll find that they are actually showing the opposite. You take the poison, you're going to do much worse than if you did not, if you stay healthy, if you just keep your body clear. And as Jeff Berwick from the Dollar Vigilante said, that's the name of the game. You have to avoid the vaccine for the next 10 years. And it's not going to be easy. They're going to make it extremely difficult. They're going to shut your restaurant down. They are going to pretty much lock you in your house. That's why I like doing this broadcast, because this might be the only thing I'm doing in a year or two. Just talking to you guys. And this will be my small part in contributing to the resistance. And hopefully I can inspire others to do the exact same thing, or to participate on this site, to All we can do is put resistance into the gears. We can only put sand and into the gears or a wrench in their gears. We're never going to flip people the other way. There's just no way. We are only going to be able to cast doubt into the system. So people that are on board or are marginally on board will maybe stop to reflect that this is not in their best interest. Because we are trying, I'm trying to tell people the end game, and it's not hard to figure out because there are plenty of sources that are not controlled by the big tech. They're just harder to find, but once you find them and learn what they're saying, you're not going to go back. We just need enough people like that to figure out what's going on. This is actually the Dollar Vigilante here. I do post some of his videos. Here's a video I posted, and I got this off Randy Hillier's channel. He's a member of Provincial Parliament on Terrible. And his latest campaign is vaccine injuries. And this is a woman that's pretty intelligent. Her only major flaw is letting her 16-year-old or so boy get injected. And then she describes what happens if you get injected and if you get peri or myocarditis. It turns out this woman knows more about peri or myocarditis and that being a direct injury from vaccines. She actually did the research and brought it to the heart specialist in Ontario to one of the university hospitals that is deep, deep into the COVID narrative. And she's actually educating a specialist in the injuries caused by the injection. Now, he says he didn't know about them, which I highly doubt. But then again, maybe I don't doubt it. Maybe these so-called doctors are willfully ignorant. They're purposely keeping away from the information so they can So she literally told him that her child's heart problems are directly caused by the injection. And the point of this video that I liked was that you just get bounced around once you find out you're injured and the medical system does not want to help you. If you're willing to take the injection just so you can go to a restaurant, if you're willing to play Russian roulette with your children's bodies, once they're injured, you will find you are not going to be helped by our medical system. They are going to stonewall you. They are going to pass you around between specialists. They're going to make it hard to get an appointment. They're not going to let you in with your child to help, because especially if you're not masked or you're not injected yourself, you are going to have a hell of a time accessing any kind of help, and there's nowhere to go. So to me, if you add up all those things, it is a crazy unacceptable risk. There is just no way that any sensible person that watches a video like this, and you should watch his whole series, most of them are on Facebook. He's also on Telegram. But he is doing pretty good work just letting these people have a voice. I'll play a little bit of this.
Otherwise known as pericarditis, and literally spelled it out. He said this is a known side effect of the Pfizer vaccine.
And join me as I talk to people from Ontario.
He doesn't see people under the age of 17. I was referred to CardioMed 1. So, yeah, and at this point, and I still haven't heard from anybody whether or not anybody had reported it. My family doctor said he reported because he didn't diagnose them.
So your son is 16 years of age.
Yes.
Otherwise healthy, otherwise active.
Yes.
And now you're looking at 3 weeks after and you're finding out that you actually have no referral to or access to healthcare or cardiologist because right. they don't know the difference between somebody who's 16 and somebody who's 17 or
right.
And your family doctor didn't inform you that they had to go looking elsewhere. So yeah. So listen, just before you continue on, Sarah.
Sorry about the bad audio.
Was your son concerned that he may be at risk of getting COVID? Why did your son get the two vaccine shots, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, the first vaccine, my son was taking flying lessons, and he was going up in like 40-degree heat in a little Cessna with a little tiny window with no air conditioning, and he was told that if he got his first vaccination, it was his choice to get his first one, if he got his first vaccination, he could fly without wearing the mask, the diaper.
Yeah.
Right? So it was his choice. He's like, Mom, like, as much as I don't want to do it because I don't want to cave, I also don't want to, I'd rather go up without having the mask on. So he went, got his first one, and he had no problems on the first one, which is another thing I want to make sure people are aware of, because just because you have the first doesn't mean.
That's because of anaphylaxis. This is a 100-year-old technology we're talking about. The first one removes the defense. Anna, remove phylaxis defense. And that, therefore, the second one is the kill shot. It's the one that does the damage, because once your defense is removed, then you will get very sick. And the anaphylaxis study is here at the Fakeologist forums. You type fake11.com/ANA. You will read Charles Richer's Nobel Prize-winning document on anaphylaxis. Everyone needs to read this. It's 100 years old, but it's completely relevant. That's what happens. That's why it's a double dose, as far as I can tell. So she's just telling the story of her son. It's really terrible. The guy wanted, this is part of the coercion. In order to not have to wear a mask in a small little plane flying above ground and it's hot in the little cabin, he was told to get the injection. I mean, just the coercion is insane. He didn't want to sweat in a mask and get probably a diaper rash on his face. He was told to inject himself. So that's how they got the first shot into him. And then the second shot, well, if you're going to do the first one, then most people are probably going to follow through with the second one, because especially if they have no reaction right away. The second one will definitely be the anaphylactic, the poison part of it. So it's just crazy. It's crazy. And that is definitely what I want to keep pumping into people's brains. That's why I do this show. I really want people to look at all these resources out there. There's so many places. Look, I know everyone's overwhelmed these days, but I try and bring the best that I can find to you on the blog and on FakoTube. There's so much. Now, if you have a source that I have not highlighted before, please let me know. I'll make a call out to people like Xyloflex. Xyloflex, if you like the comment system that I've implemented, let me know, because you're the number one commenter. If you like the comment system on the blog, I will maybe invest in a few more features to make it even better. I always ask the people that use the system if they like it. And any improvements I can make to help you guys do more posting and create more content, let me know. I know Dirty Benny's on the forums, so if there's any forum software additions I can make, you can look it up yourself to see what's out there. I implement as many of the technology things myself as I can, and that's my interest, and that's how I accommodate people to create more content. So please let me know. Email is ima@fakeologist.com. You can go to fakeologist.com/contact. Flat Earth Jacquois, who we had on the broadcast. What's the best place to post comments when you're live? Well, here on any of these traditional platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, DLive, Twitter, if you want them to endure and persist, the FakoTube, FakoTube.com has a chat, and the links that you put in there are clickable, which is handy. But FakoTube is a good place. You can go there. And after the show is posted, you can leave comments on FakoTube, or you can leave them on the blog. So they're all, there's a million places to leave a comment. You want to leave a current comment, then you do it while we're live, and it'll go up on the, it'll be incorporated in the video. As you can see in the video, the comments are flying by on the right, so they will be, there will be, your comments will be saved in the video. We can do that. But if you want to save the comment and make it searchable, then you have to leave it after the fact. So that's how it works. All right, 9:50, went over an hour. And the show goes pretty good after I get inspired, after I get started. And Uncle Odd is supposed to come sometime this week. We missed him last week. Maybe we'll get Marcus on this week. Or maybe we'll just talk to ourselves and the commenters. That also works pretty cool. So thanks for everyone for joining in. Thanks for the hardcore guys that show up every day. I appreciate that. Don't forget fakeologist.com/live. That has my schedule. And if I'm not going to show up, that's where I put the message. I'll put canceled there, and I had to do it last Thursday. So it does happen during the day when my schedule changes. So fakeologist.com/live has the schedule. I'm going to play out this this pretty cool song that Jeff found, Dollar Vigilante. I thought it was pretty good. I'm not big into country music, but this was a real good one. Blind Joe, I Will Not Comply. I thought it was pretty good, so I'll play it out. Anyway, we'll talk to you tomorrow. I will not comply. Quit trying to take me to task, cause I don't want to wear a mask or take a vaccine that could maybe make me die. They got no scientific evidence to back that crap up. All they do is feed us lie after lie. That's why I will not comply. Now since back last March, I've had an achy, breaky heart like old Billy Ray Cyrus. I've been catching a case of the blues from the news around this damn coronavirus. Now they're telling us we gotta keep our chin divers up, even if we got the shot in the arm. Nobody's talking about exercise or eating food that's fresh grown from the farm. That's why I will not comply. Quit trying to take me to task, cause I don't want to wear a mask or take a vaccine that could maybe make me die. They got no scientific evidence to back that crap up. All they do is feed us lie after lie. That's why I will not come by. Show them what non-compliance sounds like, boys. Oh, hell yeah. Now listen, y'all. A vaccine that could maybe make me die.
They got no scientific evidence to back that crap up. All they do is feed us lie after lie.